Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon. I just read your tweet. It just made me laugh.
Yes.
At Churn and Spoon Ice Cream, start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Vernon, but not the Vernon that's in Winston County or the Vernon that's in Jasper County, the Vernon that's in Madison County.
There's multiple Vernons.
There's three Vernons.
That's a lot of Vernons. That'd be really weird if it was in any of them.
Yeah. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy
We got to see Brewport today.
We did.
We got to see a little bit of Brewport. We were coming through Northport, Alabama.
Yeah, yeah.
We had to get back. We couldn't make a stop because we had to get back here and record. But looks like it was popping.
There you go. Wherever you are in our great state or any other state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. It's prime cooking season. It's time to cook out. What you got to do is get some beef. Let's go grab some steaks today at the grocery store. Season them up however you like. You know, some people are just a salt and pepper person. Some people like to put whatever. I don't judge. Cook it however you like it. But you're going to enjoy a great cookout each and every time that beef is the star of the show. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. You need new gear. It's just the way it is. New season's coming up. Get ready for it with a trip to College Corner. Everything you need, maroon and white. Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is at Restaurant Tyler. If you want to enjoy a fantastic meal today, might I suggest a trip to Restaurant Tyler and grab lunch there and grab that blue plate with some fried chicken or fried catfish or fried shrimp or fried pork chops. There's a theme.
It's all fried.
And it's not all fried, though. We got some hamburger steak, the chicken meatloaf. You can get blackened catfish. It's all good stuff. And it's all great eating at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only where they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now, more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need them on your schedule. That's something you're only going to get with a bank that provides the level of service that you have at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. We are back from SEC Media Days.
We're back.
Yes, Robbie tweets. So Mississippi State picks up a baseball player from New Jersey, and Robbie says he has the makings of a varsity athlete. There's a great, an elite Sopranos reference.
Oh, so, I love it.
Good job. I'm very proud of you.
I love this influx of New Jersey talent coming to Mississippi State. This is now, you have Noah Danza, who's mm-hmm. 2026 class.
Rosa Noah Danza.
Aiden Teal is New Jersey. Who else? Was William Kirk New Jersey?
Yeah, I believe that's correct.
This is what you're going to see. You're going to see some Sopranos men coming in here, I'm sure. You know these guys have watched it. It's like your birthright when you're in New Jersey. We used to, when we did get a chance to talk to Casey Hunt post-game, we got to make some references, some Sopranos references.
We did.
He's a big Sopranos guy.
He is.
And I asked him whenever Aiden Teal committed. I asked him, "Do we have another Sopranos man coming to Starkville?" And he gave me a thumbs up. So we're rolling them in.
We are.
I'm a fan.
I agree, as am I, as you know. So we got to this week. I was right across from our friend of the show, Dan Matthews. I don't know if you know Dan or not.
I do.
Huge Sopranos man, though, and he will not hesitate to make a Sopranos reference at any opportunity that he gets. So, just yeah, anytime you can do it, Robbie. Anytime you can work it in, by all means, do it. All right, we are back on the positional breakdown train today. And we're going to talk about this offensive line. And that is a group that, you know, Lebby went into great detail about it yesterday at SEC Media Days. We've talked a lot about it here on this podcast. That is a group that it looks different today than it did the day before spring practice ended, you know. And that, there's not a lot of teams that can say that. But for Mississippi State, there's a lot of new faces coming their way that are going to contribute. You know, some of the names are familiar. Jacoby Jackson, Luke Work, Albert Reese is, at this point, Albert Reese is a unicorn. A guy who was recruited, has gone through basically three coaching changes because I think he was here with Leach, right? Or did Leach just recruit him?
Yes, he was here with Leach. He
So,
was recruited. I remember exactly where I was whenever I found out State was in the game with him. I was at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Jackson at the state championships and that was during COVID. So that was 2020.
there you go.
So yeah,
So,
he was with Leach, I guess, for 2 years,
yeah.
21,
So,
22.
Reese, Jimothy Lewis, Jacoby Jackson, Luke Work. These are all guys that were here before. Then you've got some guys who were here during the spring. A guy like Kobe Keenum, Saquon Miles, Jakeem Shumpert. These are guys who were here during the spring. Now you're adding in guys like Blake Steen, guys like Jaquan Bolden. What's Owens? What's his first name? It's just Flap. Never mind.
Zachariah.
Doesn't matter. Why did I do that? Flapjack
Flapjack.
Owens
Zach is what I call
is
him.
here.
Zach Owens.
Trevor Mayberry was not here for the spring, correct?
He was not. He
He's
came
not
from
here.
Stanford.
Yeah, Javen James from Maryland.
Yep.
These are all new names. Mississippi State went out and got four or five guys in this second portal window. They expect
To
those guys
build depth.
to build depth, but more importantly, I think they expect a couple of starters out of that. It certainly would Steen. I guess the overarching question here is, can you do that? Can you expect a guy like Blake Steen, who didn't practice in the spring, to be able to come in from day one and give you that kind of participation?
I think they do.
Yeah.
And I was a little surprised with what they were able to do in the spring portal. That gave me a lot of confidence in Phil Loadhold, honestly. He was able to go to the portal because it just doesn't seem like there's going to be a lot of quality players in that second portal window. There's going to be some because you have guys that, you know, they aren't happy or they didn't have the spring that they expected or whatever. There's going to be some that they're looking for a new start somewhere, or they had a big spring and they get kind of coerced to go into the portal. I'm sure that happens too. But I didn't know if State was going to be able to get those caliber players, but I believe that they did with some of these. I think Owens is going to be a really good player. They were excited about him at Colorado, and that's a guy that, you know, he's now a couple years in. He should be ready to start competing. Blake Steen, they have really high thoughts on him. They really believe that he can come in and help right away. And that's a guy that could potentially in year one be at left tackle for you. So I think that too is I asked this question to Jeff Webby that we talked about briefly when I asked him his thoughts on the offensive line and how it differs from last year to this year. I think we discussed last night. But one of the points that he made that I don't think we talked about was that getting those players now allows you to slide some guys inside into different positions that probably better bring out their strengths. Albert Reese, I think, has the potential to be a better guard. I think Luke Work can be a really good guard. You know, Jimothy Lewis could potentially compete for one of those tackle spots. It just makes your depth overall better. I don't know how it's going to play out. I don't know who ends up where. You're going to have a nice battle at center. You're gonna have a nice battle at tackle. I think there's guard
Both
positions,
tackles.
both tackles. I think the guard positions. I don't look at the offensive line right now and say anybody has a guaranteed spot. Like there's nobody in the line that I'm looking at
Yeah, like
that I feel better about this group than I did about the offensive line late last year with the way that the offensive line looked. Now, I felt good about the offensive line going into last season. I thought that was a really good offensive line. It
There
just
were
didn't work out.
some misevaluations in the
Yeah.
portal with
So on
Pounders,
paper,
with
yeah,
Martinez.
Jacoby Jackson from Texas Tech. Pounders was one of the top-rated tackles in the country out of the group of five. Ethan Minor was the top-rated
He played well.
center. I thought Ethan Minor was probably arguably your best lineman. Albert Reese, you felt good about. Who am I leaving out?
Mark
Marlon
Martinez
Martinez.
did.
He was kind of a swing guy for LSU, and you thought you get like the swing guy from LSU could be pretty good here, but
This didn't.
the whole unit just really kind of was not good early, and I think a lot of that had to do with the fact that you just weren't good at tackle. And now I feel like you have a little more competency at tackle, even if it's Luke Work. I think he's going to be really good. He just needed some time, and I thought he had some good moments last year. So you have a lot of guys up there that are going to give you some depth. The competition is going to be really good. They did not like what they saw in the spring from this offensive line group, but talking to people behind the scenes and even talking to Jeff Lebby yesterday on the record, they're excited about this group. They think that they have a chance to be solid, and that's kind of what's going to set the tone for Mississippi State offensively.
The change in tone from Jeff Lebby from day one of spring practice to yesterday is dramatic. Day one of spring practice is we've got to get better in that room. We're not anywhere near where we
And
need
we
to be.
know he's not scared to say that he's not happy with it or whatever.
And but the other side of that coin is that we talked about it with the receivers, right? Day one of spring practice, like, love this group. They're going to be great. Yesterday, love this group. They're going to be great. Day one of spring practice, the offensive line, not good enough.
Yeah.
Got to be better. Yesterday, we've improved. We're in a position to compete now. And if that's the case, great. And that shows, that gives what you said right there, it gives you a lot of confidence that Phil Loadholt with a full year is going to be able, maybe not so much in the high school ranks right this second, but I think that Mississippi State next year in the portal, assuming they show the requisite amount of improvement, can get some big time offensive linemen in here to block.
Yeah, Loadholt seems to be able to do a really good job at recruiting. I mean, he won battles against Mississippi State last year.
So who is the starting five as you sit here today? I mean, that's a tough question, I know, but I mean, when I look at left tackle, part of me just wants to put Jimothy Lewis there and just be like, you're the future kid, figure it out.
I think there's a possibility that you see. I think either tackle spot could be Jimothy or Blake Steen. I think there's a
Seeing it right
chance
and
that
Jimothy at left,
I
I
think
think.
Steen could be left
Okay.
if all things work well. And that's a guy that's played a few years. That might be what you want. But I think that there's a chance that those are your tackles, Jimothy Lewis and Blake Steen. That allows you probably to move Luke Work inside. And he's got a chance to win one of those guard spots, maybe left guard, center, Kobe Keenum or Brennan Smith, one of those two. And I wouldn't count out Cannon Boone either because Cannon Boone, I thought, was playing really, really well last year before he got hurt. And, missed most of the spring, if I'm not mistaken. He's working back from injury. But if he gets healthy, would not shock me to see him competing at the center position too. So that's a three-man race right there. I tend to lean more towards Kobe Keenum, but I don't know. I could be wrong there. The other guard spot, there's going to be an opportunity for Jacoby Jackson. We'll see if he can get it together. I think Albert Reese is a prime candidate to move inside to guard as well. You have options. That's what you want. You want to have options there. And we're not even talking about the JUCO guys or anybody else. So that they've built some depth there. Where does Zach Owens end up? I don't know. I don't know what to expect from him, to be honest with you. This year.
Well, his name is Flapjack, so I expect him to be dominant.
So, could he factor in this season? There's a lot of things that can happen, and it's going to be a really fun training camp, I think, for that group. But you need that group to get settled quickly to start meshing.
I would love the best case scenario is for Work to find his way at one of these guard spots, Lewis to find his way at tackle. Maybe a guy like TJ Lockhart to really have a big fall, big preseason camp, and get his way and start building up some young starters for this offensive line. I don't know if that's going to be the case or not.
And hopefully they can have some, they can retain some of these guys and they can actually kind of build some continuity up
Yeah, I don't
front.
want to do
You
this again next year.
really don't need to. You don't, you really don't need this to happen on a year-to-year basis. So that's the hope, is that you can, and I don't think that's what they want to do. I think it's just what they've had to do to kind of try to get things right immediately. So
This group, and we didn't, I mean, we didn't talk too much about the JUCO guys before the spring portal window. I think we were thinking Saquon Miles and Jakeem Shumpert were going to be big contributors. Now, a world exists where maybe you can, redshirt those guys. Now, I don't know how that works in today's day and age. I think back to Martinez Rankin coming out of JUCO, and everybody's like, okay, this is, going to be your left tackle, and he ends up having to take a redshirt year, and he wasn't really good until after that, and that's been a thing with JUCO guys from time to time. So I don't know if that's going to be the case with Miles and Shumpert or not. You probably like it that way. I think if talking to Lebby yesterday and talking about how getting bigger, you look at some of the guys State has recruited in the past, they've been leaner. The Mike Leach kind of offensive linemen who wanted guys who could, get the have mobility because they had those wide splits. Loadhole wants road graders. You look at Blake Steen listed at 6'6" and 340 pounds. Looking at Zach Owens listed at 6'6" and 340 pounds. That's not a typo. Mayberry is a guy, 6'3" and 325 pounds. Javen James is 6'5" and 320. He wanted bigger offensive linemen. So if that's the case, and you look at it like that, Lewis is, I think, is going to find his way into the starting lineup. I think he's too talented. I've heard too many people say that he is an NFL guy. So, maybe at right tackle and you put Blake Steen over at the left just because he's the more veteran guy there. But if we look up first week of the season and that line going across is Steen, Owens, maybe Keenum at center, maybe Jacoby Jackson or Mayberry at the other guard, and then Lewis. That's not gonna surprise me too much. I don't know that. I think they will try to put the big guys out there. They want to have road graders for this offensive line so they can run the football with those great running backs.
and look at some of the guys they've brought in. I
Yeah.
mean, geez. So I think that probably is the thinking there, is to have a bigger offensive line to set the tone with the run game. And that's really what's important. I mean, I feel like that opens everything up. We had that big argument a couple years ago about whether or not you needed to be able to run the football to have success on offense. And most every successful offense is able to run the football. I mean, it's been like that for a long time. And from Jeff Lebby, he'll tell you 100% that the running game is vital for his offense. And I think that was a big reason why they struggled at times offensively last year, especially early on in the season. So, yeah, I think the bigger lineman has definitely been an emphasis. And that's probably coming. I doubt that Jeff Lebby is just telling Phil Loadholt, do whatever you want on
No,
this. And
that
I'm
comes
sure
down
as
from
a
the top.
I
Yeah.
think Jeff Lebby is there in conjunction with Phil Loadholt saying, hey, we need bigger guys.
Yeah, I would imagine they're working together on
And
that.
that, I remember talking to somebody the first day of spring practice, somebody that's close to the program, and they said, I mean, look at the offensive line. They just don't look like an SEC line right now. And that was a point of emphasis for them. They went out and they got bigger guys up front, but they're not just bigger guys. They're athletic, they're well-rounded offensive linemen. It's not just like a big, chunk of meat out there that you just sit there and hope, they can just block everyone by being still.
Yeah.
They're gonna be able to move a little
Just a
bit.
great wall of China out
Yeah.
there, yeah.
We're just gonna put a big boulder right here,
Yeah,
and
you have to go around it.
it will at least slow you down a
Yeah.
little bit so you can't get to the quarterback, and it
Yeah.
gives Blake Chapin like a second and a half to move to the right side.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think those guys are like that. I think they can actually play.
Well,
So,
as you know, you can't have success in football on the offensive side of the ball if you're not good on the offensive line. So this unit will determine quite a bit for Mississippi State going forward. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the Older Brother in the heart of the Cotton District. The place to find smoked Southern soul food. The place to find the fancy sandwich. We love a trip to the Cotton District because it means we're going to eat at Two Brothers. We're going to eat at the Older Brother. And that should be how you're looking at things too. Next time you're in Starkville and it's around lunchtime, it's around dinner time here, I'm hungry, what should I go? Just head over to the Cotton District, flip a coin, and you can't go wrong at either choice. Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the Older Brother, we will see you there. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years. We went burp metal with that. All right.
Yep.
If you need technology for your business, if you need a new copy or a new printer, it's all right there for you at Advantage Business Systems. You can have a great new copier in your office this very day. And the good news is if something goes wrong with it, they can fix it the same day a lot of times because they're in Mississippi just like you. You don't have to make an appointment with somebody coming from God knows where to show up God knows when. Make it easy on yourself. If you're a business owner, call Advantage Business System 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. The season is almost here. That means it's time to get some new gear. It's time for a trip to Maroon & Co. or maroonandco.com to reload your closet with Mississippi State gear with the logos that you want, the interlocking, the state script, the M over S. It's all right there for you at Maroon & Co. Everything for your house, your car, your tailgate, whatever it is you're looking for, you can find it at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off. Some exclusions will apply. What those exclusions are, I cannot say. It's not that I won't say, it's that I can't say.
See store for details.
See store for details. Some exclusions apply. It's simple. Not all exclusions, just some. Next time you're in Starkville, before you go to the game, you need to go to Maroon & Co. If you're going to be out in the yard this weekend, you're going to wish you had some John Deere power at your disposal. Make it happen. A trip to Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo will make that happen for you. John Deere commercial mowers, John Deere gators, John Deere compact tractors, all available at Scruggs with some low financing, up to 0% in some instances. Plus everything else you need to do, those projects around the house, in the garden, on the grill, or if you even just want to get out on the water this weekend, everything's right there for you at Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden in Saltillo. Let's have a little fun, Robbie, here on the last podcast of the week. One of the biggest surprises in SEC Media Day's history was revealed to us on Tuesday when we encountered the world's strongest man, Mark Henry.
No, sexual chocolate.
Sexual chocolate. The one regret. My one regret in my interview with the former world heavyweight champion is that I did not ask him how the hand was. The hand should be about 30 now. So he's doing. Hopefully, he's doing
father
well.
Father of a hand.
Father of a hand. He has a bunch of children, including one.
Hand.
Yeah. I would be
in the background.
I really would have loved to have just said. I was like, look, I want to talk through the whole process there because I know at some point it was going to be something else, and at the last minute, Vince was just like, screw it, let's just make it a hand. That'll make people laugh. That's good stuff. You know that happened. So I'm sitting at Media Days. I think we told this yesterday, but we'll tell it again because we're going to play the interview now. We're sitting at Media Days, and I'm just sitting at the table looking at my phone doing whatever. I look up, and so if I'm looking straight ahead through to the back wall, and I see him, and I'm just like, it can't be. It absolutely cannot be. But I walk over there, and sure enough, it was. Couldn't have been more gracious at the moment and couldn't have been more gracious with his time to sit down and talk with me with this interview for Sports Talk Mississippi. Let's bring it to you now here on Thunder and Lightning. If you don't like wrestling, now's the time.
Hey, but doesn't he talk about sports?
He does talk a little bit about college football. He talks about his son. So Mark is a big Texas guy. He was there covering Texas, and he's a big Longhorn. But his son is on the other side of the Red River playing football at Oklahoma. So I asked him about that dynamic. But, of course, we get into some of his great moments in the squared circle. Let's go now to my interview with WWE legend, Mark Henry. This interview, like all of our interviews here on Thunder and Lightning, are brought to you by Alora Modern Wellness. Guys, if you are a person that works out a lot, if you are a person that doesn't work out as much as you should, whenever you're not feeling yourself, a trip to Alora Modern Wellness can make the difference. I myself have been having some back issues over the past few years. These trips to Alora Modern Wellness, I leave feeling a lot better than when I got in. And it's not just about what I like to do. They have a variety of choices for you. Any way that they can make you feel better, they're willing to do that for you. They have a great selection of stretching, of sauna, of cold and hot, whatever it is to get your body feeling the way you want it to. You want to be healthier, recovery and recuperation are a big part of that process. Go visit our friend Rich Lopez over at Alora Modern Wellness. Check out the website, aloramodernwellness.com. You can book right there online. You don't have to do anything else, and you can show up, and I promise you guys, your joints, your back, your neck, whatever is bothering you, it's going to feel a heck of a lot better. So, Alora Modern Wellness brings you this great interview we're about to do with WWE legend Mark Henry.
You never know who you're going to meet at SEC Media Days, and I've talked to coaches and players and people in my job as well, but sitting here earlier today and seeing Mark Henry, WWE superstar, the world's strongest man, now you're just out here on Radio Row with me, like, what are we doing here, Mark?
I'm just another talking head.
I mean, at this point, I guess that's what you are, covering the Texas Longhorns over there. That's a really good football team this year, and we think they're going to be great because the quarterback is going to be great. How much of stock do you have with in the Arch Manning fund right now?
I think that is going to be – it's always good to have a quarterback that's way above average. Mm-hmm. But Texas is winning is not just going to be about Arch. Mm-hmm. Like, Arch is in a system that if he can just play manage the game, mm-hmm. he's going to be fine. They have the two starting running backs back this year. Trey Wisner, as good as he did last year. Trey was the third running back. You know, so now they added injuries. They added Mosley, who Mosley prides himself as being the best blocking wide receiver in college football. So you had injuries and Mosley to that equation. It just bodes well for the running game.
And then defensively, I mean, they had some losses there, but they've just recruited so well and they've been good in the portal. You got to think that they're not going to take much of a step back there.
Can you imagine that you have the luxury of having – two guys that are going to be top five picks in the NFL draft this year and next year, and Anthony Hill and Colin Simmons. Like, you have to double team Colin Simmons. You have to have somebody chip him. Mm-hmm. You have to have a tight end to go out there and keep him inside. Like, that's going to bode well for Trey Moore on the other side. You know, he's going to be an all-conference defensive end as well.
This is a Texas team. You look at the schedule. That week one matchup with Ohio State, that's one of the best games of the season. We're going to get it right off the bat, 11 a.m. On opening weekend. If they win that game, it feels really
– win.
Win.
Okay.
Yeah, I said win.
You said if.
No, I said if. I'm sorry.
Win. If was a fifth, we'd all be drunk.
When they win that game, Mark, that's a team that, you know, going undefeated is a very real possibility. They have a tough test going to Athens, but – this is a team that could be number one going into week two and stay there the rest of the year.
Yeah, it definitely could be. I mean, like I said, is having Arch, if Arch is able to manage the game and not try to do too much because you want to stay upright. Mm-hmm. And that offensive line is unproven because they lost guys to mm-hmm. the NFL. But in the Georgia game, you know, Goosby came in and played against the best defensive end in college football at Georgia and held his own.
Yeah.
You know, only gave up one sack against a guy that ate people for lunch. Mm-hmm. You know, so, like, it's the offensive line is reloaded. The wide receivers core is deep, and so is the running back room. So, Arch is going to have a good support system.
So, one of the great things about college football is rivalries, as we all know.
Mm-hmm.
You're a Texas guy, but your son's on the other side of the Red River right now. Tell us about what that's like to have a son playing for the Oklahoma Sooners, just starting football this year.
Yeah, he was there for wrestling, and just said, "I still love football. Still want to play." And he went over there and talked to him and said, "Listen, I want y'all to give me a shot." They recruited him out of high school, but he chose to, you know, do wrestling because they only offered a preferred walk-on. Mm-hmm. And now he made the team. He's playing on special teams, and he's going to work his way into getting on that defensive line and starting in the next couple of years. So we'll see.
When did you make the transition from football into powerlifting?
I lifted since middle school. Mm-hmm. And when I was in eighth grade, I was the strongest kid in the city. I was stronger than all the guys on varsity. And, you know, so me going over to high school, we didn't have a powerlifting team at Silsby my freshman year. But my sophomore, junior, and senior year, I won state in powerlifting and the nationals in powerlifting.
One of the things I've enjoyed about wrestlers in retirement is you guys do these podcasts. I saw you with The Undertaker. I've seen you with other people. And they relive some of your legendary feats of strength, the things that people are like, I can't believe I saw Mark Henry do this. What's the one thing that you've done that you're like, even I can't believe I did that?
Oh, man.
The car story is the one that stands
so
out to me.
I worked so hard doing all that stuff that nothing really shocked me. But I think pulling two semis, I had never done two. I had pulled one a dozen times in my life, training and for shows. Mm-hmm. But when Vince asked me, could you pull two? I was like, I never tried. You know, he was like, well, let's go out there and try to map it out.
Yeah.
And we did, and I was able to pull two semis at the same time.
Who in your time in WWE, strength-wise, what, not on your level, but maybe just on the level below you?
Brock Lesnar was incredibly strong, but not just strong, but he was also explosive and powerful. Mm-hmm. The Big Show had unusual strength for, you know, he was a giant. So,
yeah.
Of course, you would see somebody that size be much stronger than everybody. I mean, there's been a bunch of guys, you know, that had that really, really low-level explosive power.
Did college football rivalries, were they in the WWE locker room? Did you have guys?
Oh, man.
Yeah?
Oh, my gosh. There were so many arguments about Alabama and Georgia. Even Miami, with The Rock playing at Miami, he was one that, you know, always talked about, you know, Miami being, you know, the cream of the crop. Well, they fell off.
Yeah.
let's hope that they can actually come back this year. When Miami football is good, college football is better.
I agree with you on that 100%. Yeah. I always wonder if AJ Styles gives Roman Reigns a lot of crap for being Georgia Tech. I have to imagine
they do.
They do?
They do.
That makes me happy.
Arn Anderson with Georgia is, you know, he and I with Texas, Ric Flair. Ric Flair likes everybody that's famous, that's over. Whoever's over, he'll side with them.
I saw him at a Mississippi State Florida game in Gainesville, and they put him on the Jumbotron, and all of a sudden you just start hearing, woo, woo, and he starts looking around, and he knows what's happening, and he was hamming it up, man.
Oh, yeah.
It was good times. When you think back, I was talking to a friend of mine here. We got some wrestling fans here in the media, as you can imagine.
Oh, there's a couple of haters up there, too. So, you know.
Well, if you want us, we'll go talk to them if you want.
I addressed it.
As you should.
Yeah.
We talked about you had one of the great moments of you want to call it that era, the Ruthless Aggression era, the fake retirement. That is one of my all-time favorite promos and moments because we were all bought in. We were all like, oh, man, this is great. This guy's had a great career. I'm sitting there watching him like, this is a real emotional moment. And then you picked that man up and took up John Cena and slammed him. Still got a lot left in the tank. That's an iconic moment, in my opinion.
It is, and I had a lot of people reach out to me and tell me how much they didn't like the fact that I lied straight to their faces.
When you said, baby, I'm coming home, I was like, oh, man, this is great.
Oh, my God, man. I was on the sports ticker. I remember being in the back and Mark Henry, Olympian and wrestler, to retire tonight. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, I can't believe that we – pull the wool over people's eyes to where that happened, you know. And you saw on social media, like, celebrities coming out and saying how they was very sad that, you know, my time had ended in wrestling. And that it just – that's what made the moment great.
And that's when you know you've done your job, right?
We did. It took about an eight-month time to do it.
Yeah.
But we did that in 8 months, and it worked.
When you look at wrestling today, who would prime Mark Henry have liked to have matched up with?
Oh, man. At AEW, I would love to be in the ring with MJF.
I would love to see it.
Just the promos leading up to us wrestling would be historical.
Yes.
I mean, it would work. Right now, Cody Rhodes, he's the exact babyface that I would love to smash.
Yeah.
And just the goings on.
He's a big Texas guy, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
I know his dad was.
And you know what? That would be the sad part. Is
it's Longhorn on Longhorn violence.
Fans. You know, that would really suck. But I would have to, like, eat him like a pork chop.
Well, we got about 30 seconds, 40 seconds left here, Mark. Really appreciate your time today. Mark Henry, WWE Superstar, World's Strongest Man, now doing sports talk radio over in Texas. What is the thing about college football that you love the most?
The pageantry of it, the way the teams – really, everybody thinks every year that their team is going to win a national championship.
Yeah.
It's just blind love. And anybody that don't have the blind love, I can't trust them.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
I don't want wishy-washy. Like, maybe we'll be okay. Maybe we'll be good. No. Like, my team is going to win the national championship this year.
As far as wrestling goes, you still got a lot left in the tank?
No. I'm on E.
On E.
And my check engine light is on, too.
Mark Henry, what an absolute treasure this has been, man. Really appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
I appreciate it.
World's Strongest Man here on Sports Talk Mississippi. We'll be back right after this.
Outstanding stuff from the World's Strongest Man, from Sexual Chocolate.
Yes. I love Mark Henry.
What a great – it just couldn't have been nicer.
Super nice.
Did a bunch of interviews. I'm not the only one, but I don't know how many – I had to be – I'll put my wrestling acumen up against anybody else in that room. Maybe Chuck Dunlap, who works for the SEC, who doesn't do interviews.
Man, there's a lot of nerds in there.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, the number of people who were like, who? That was disappointing. Like, never mind.
He was just walking right past people. They had no idea who he was.
Never mind that he was a wrestler. He's also an Olympian.
Yes.
You know, this is the World's Strongest Man. The funniest moment, I don't know if I told this on yesterday's show or not, but Ben Garrett was at Media Days, which was a miracle in and of itself. But I texted him, and I was like, hey, are you coming over here today? Yeah, I'll be there in a minute. It's like, I got a surprise for you. So he, you know, whatever. So he comes in, and I see him. So I'm making my way to him, and we meet up, and I'm like, let's go this way so you can see the surprise. And at that moment, Mark Henry just happens to be walking past, and Ben, as loud as a human being can without yelling, says, is that Mark Henry? And Mark Henry's like, that's right, baby. And Ben looks at me, I goes, that was the surprise that Mark Henry is here. He went on Talk of Champions as well. He made the rounds yesterday. So thanks to the legend, Mark Henry, for joining us. Of all, you know, you go to Media Days and it's kind of boring and it's work and you're just talking. You're just answering the same and asking the same questions over and over again. To be able to have a break from that and to meet a legend like that was a real treat for me. I think it comes across in the interview how excited I was. So.
Yeah.
Good stuff. We appreciate it. All right, we're back next week. We got one more offensive position breakdown. We got to get the tight ends. Let me make sure I did this correct. I'm pretty sure I did. All right, so this would be a bye week for opponent previews, but we didn't get Florida in last week. So we'll do Florida this week to catch back up. We've got another SEC preview to do next week. Let's do Tennessee. We haven't done the Vols yet. We'll get them next week. And baseball recruiting, I mean, it's still going as far as that goes. And plenty more to talk about. We are, as you're listening to this, 14 days away from the start of preseason camp at Mississippi State. So we're there, brother. Let's get after it. Talk to you guys. Go ahead. Shut up.
Yay.
You say that, you know full well it's going to be great when we have some content, when you have stuff to write. Just stop it. All right. Robbie has to take me home because I had some car trouble before I left. So we'll get out of here. Talk to you guys again on Monday.
To bring you back from Atlanta, too. I had to lug you around.
I bought lunch.
You did? Well,
yeah. I would have gotten gas if you had stopped.
That's true. I did not. We stopped at Bucky's, didn't get gas. And then we got Arby's. That's my go to stop on the way back.
Arby's, they have the meats.
They do.
So we stopped there. All right. We'll talk to you guys again for Robbie Falk. I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi. Imagine the pain that I bring if I said I'm a joint in the streets of the same. A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.